Now then, every day this week at around this time, you can hear our new comedy drama series. It's called Driving Home for Christmas. It's been written by five very different writers based all around Wales. And this is episode one, written by Cardiff-based Dafydd James, in which hapless gambler Dav finds his plans for a perfectly laddish Christmas thrown into disarray.
Hey, mate, give us some of those scratch cards.
All proceeds to the Welsh Heart Foundation.
Yeah, I know. It says on the front of your stall that your choir's wearing T-shirts. I'll have 20.
Sorry?
Your scratch cards, I want 20.
They're a pound, mate.
Yeah, I don't care if they're a pound. I want 20.
No one's ever bought 20 before. The most they ever sold was 5. That was at the extent of it to a druid who'd been on the pop.
Hand me the scratch cards.
Oh. Looking for last-minute Christmas gifts? For one in ladies'
right, wear. Gwyneth, if that's everything, it's about time we headed over to the library. We'd be late for your Silver Surfers class if we're not careful.
Just one last thing. I need some perfume.
We bought you perfume last time, didn't we?
Well, it's for you, silly. To say thank you.
Absolutely not. Spend your pension on yourself, not me. Buy yourself a new outfit for Christmas or something.
Why? What's wrong with my balaclava?
Nothing. I think you carry it off rather well, actually.
Please, Shen, let me get you the perfume.
Oh.
You've been so good to me. Well, I got no one else to buy for. This is the one you wear, isn't it? Unless that Dafydd of yours is getting you some for Christmas.
I doubt that very much. It's not really the sort of thing you'd think of.
Blimey, you scratch fast.
Years of practice. What's first prize?
A rotisserie.
A rotisserie? What would I want with a rotisserie?
It's perfect for roasting a turkey.
But I want to roast a turkey. I don't like turkey.
Everyone likes turkey.
I don't. It's a rubbish prize. What's second?
A sandwich maker.
Oh, that's even worse.
That's why it's second prize, isn't it? And if you want both prizes, then you could have turkey toasties on Boxing Day. Where's Christmas all wrapped up, really? Any luck?
Nothing.
Oh, sorry, sir. You deserve to be a winner.
Give me another 5.
They were my last ones.
Oh, right. Well, take the money anyway.
That's very generous of you.
No, really, the Heart Foundation's a good cause, isn't it?
You lose someone, did you?
Yeah. Yeah. My dad.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Stick these in the bin for me, would you?
Of course. Have a good Christmas, sir.
Yeah, yeah. And you?
Oh. Hang on. Wait. Look. You have won.
Seriously?
Yes, look. You've won the rotisserie.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
It's worth a lot of money.
So what am I going to do with it?
Oh, don't start that again now. Just give it to someone or sell it on. There's bound to be some mug who's happy to buy it. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Sing with me, sir.
Tangerines! Only a pound!
Ah, oh, right, Geraint. Or should I say Santa? Hey, looking good. Nice out. Ho, ho, ho.
Don't, Dad.
Don't what?
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not. I think the beard's rather fetching. You look like Oliver Reed in Gladiator.
Yeah, except fatter and in a Santa suit.
Get your tangerines, yeah!
They've only put rotund stall holders on the Grotto Rota this year.
You're not rotund.
No one tells you this, do they? No one tells you that relationships lead to fat. It's Steve's fault. He keeps baking cake. Lots of cake. All we do is eat cake. Watch box sets and eat cake. And at the end of our lives, cut short by high cholesterol, they'll be hoisting us out above Canton as the reporter from Wales Today smugly announces they should have stayed single. Is that a rotisserie?
Yes.
Why do you have a rotisserie?
I won it, and I need you to buy it off me.
What do I want with a rotisserie?
Oh, you can sell it on your stall.
It's a fruit and veg store. I sell tangerines!
Look, it's a bargain. It's got to be worth, I don't know, 80 quid. I'll sell it for 40.
I don't want it.
Please, Gay, it's important. I need the money.
What for?
Well, I want to get something nice for Shell, that's all.
You are lying now. You're going to the bookies, aren't you?
Well, maybe just one tiny bet on a white Christmas. A tenner, that's all. Blame Bing Crosby.
You can't blame Bing Crosby for your addiction.
Okay, well, blame the choir and the haze then. They wouldn't stop singing about it. Beautiful they were, terribly seductive. Look, please, the money's to treat Shelley, really, mostly.
Oh, go on, then. But only because it's for Shelley.
Ah, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Thanks, Gep.
I'm not an angel.
Closest thing I have.
You need to be your own angel, mister.
I never tire of the view from up here.
Ah, oh, me neither. I know it's a library, but I'm surprised anyone ever gets a book read. Come on, let's get you back to those computers.
Yeah, back on that internet. Isn't it wonderful?
Not all of it's good, though.
Oh, David up to his old tricks again, is he?
I think he might be. I'm sure he's playing online poker or something. He keeps deleting his browsing history.
Maybe he's just been looking for your Christmas present. Listen, love, he seems like a decent enough fella. You just need to talk to him, that's all. Explain your worried. Give him a chance, at least.
Yeah, suppose. How did you know you were Daniel was a keeper?
To be honest, Shell, the fact that he didn't come with a criminal record was pleasant enough to look at and stayed quiet during poor ball was good enough for me. Plus, we talked. We talked a lot. If something bothered us, we had it out.
Yeah.
And of course, I always enjoyed it when we made up.
Damn it. Damn it. It's Dav. I forgot I said I'd meet him for a coffee.
Well, go. Talk to him. My class is about to start anyway. Hey, I'll see you in an hour.
Oh, I knew I shouldn't have said anything.
You don't trust me.
I'm worried, that's all. And, well, you know, you're acting weird and you never seem to have any money. You've got to admit, this seems a bit odd.
Well, yes, to a paranoid girlfriend who doesn't trust her boyfriend when all he's done is use his hard earned cash to buy her something nice for Christmas. Oh, for goodness sake, Shell. You don't think very much of me, do you?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, it's not okay. I should trust you.
Well, yes, you should.
I'm sorry. But hey, it's good we talked about it, right? Oh, look, I've got to go collect Gwyneth.
Yeah, I'd best be off too.
To get my present?
Yes. Yes, to get your present.
We can't separate them. Bishop Manager, mate.
What can I do for you, mate?
What are your odds on having a white Christmas?
That'll be 7-1.
And that's if it snows in Cardiff, is it?
Yep. As long as it falls on the local Met office on Christmas Day, you're sorted. You want to put something down?
I think so.
Mate, there's a queue. Do you want me to put you down for anything or what?
All right, yes. Put me down for a tenner. Actually, no. Put me down for 40. All right, Gay.
What are you doing here? I thought you were on probation.
Oh, Shell's forgiven me for going AWOL. I bought her a new handbag. Plus, I've earned brownie points for agreeing to have Christmas lunch with the Munsters this year.
Does Shelley know you call him that?
Does Steve know you call him a feeder?
Ha ha, very funny.
But I'm still going to head straight to yours after lunch once I've done my duty. Tell Steve to save me some pudding.
How honoured we are.
Yep, the ideal Christmas, innit? Crab telly, cold beer and a night in with the gays. Lush. Yeah, grab that table, will you?
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, you're not serious. I thought you were selling the blasted rotisserie.
I decided I'd give it to my mother instead. It's always such a struggle knowing what to get her.
I'm sure she'll be delighted.
All right, guys. Hiya.
Hey, Shelley.
Hey, Cariad. Get the old bird home, OK?
She's not a turkey, Dav. Oh, it's always a little bit sad leaving Gwyneth, especially over Christmas with her being on her own and everything. Geraint?
Yeah?
Why do you have a rotisserie?
Stop being so nosy, Shelley.
I'm not being nosy, David. I'm being curious. There's a difference.
Well, stop it, whatever it is. You might not want to talk about it.
Oh, why are you being so shirty? You got something to hide?
Of course not. What would I have to hide?
Geraint, look me in the eye and tell me whether or not he's hiding something from me.
That's unfair. It's got nothing to
Okay. I bought that rotisserie.
Well, I hope that's not my Christmas present.
No, I bought it for your mother. You know, it was meant to be a surprise.
You bought it for my mother?
Yes. I didn't want you to know because I wanted to impress you, that's all. I asked Geraint to look after it. He was supposed to keep it hidden.
But it's quite hard hiding a rotisserie, as you can see.
Oh, Dav! That's so thoughtful of you. Oh. But where's my present, then?
It's in the car. Hang on. Hiya, bro. Oh, yeah, hang on, I can't hear you. Give me a sec, I'll call you back.
My present's not in the car.
Isn't it?
No, I'd have seen it. Couldn't even get my shopping into the back because of his chainsaws and stuff.
Chainsaw?
Or whatever they are. Tools, you know what I mean.
Well, maybe it's a very small present.
Small? What, as in small, small? Hang on. Oh, he hasn't, has he?
What?
Is it jewellery? Has he?
Well,
oh, it's okay, it's okay. I'll shut up. Oh, trust me to go and spoil the surprise.
What are you talking about?
Not bad, Geraint, not bad. But I can see right through you.
Eh?
Small, is it? Sparkly.
But no.
Ooh, romantic. Yeah, don't worry. I won't say a word.
Good.
It can be our little secret.
Right, okay, sorry, mate. I can hear you now. I've come outside. Say that again.
I just thought you should know that I'm currently sitting in the kitchen with Dad.
You're sitting in the kitchen with Dad?
Yes. He's in a jiffy bag. Well, he's in his urn in a jiffy bag. He arrived this lunchtime at work. Mum sent him special delivery.
But why on earth would Mum do that?
Well, Dad, luckily, I can answer that because she was kind enough to put a note in for me. She wants me to drive to Aberystwyth via Snowdonia to scatter his ashes. She doesn't want him at home over Christmas.
Well, that's bonkers.
She says he's a moody old git. And he never liked Christmas, so she doesn't want him spoiling it for everyone else, glowering from the mantelpiece.
But Dad loved Christmas.
Well, apparently Mum thinks he'll spoil it this year if he's around.
But he's dead.
I know that, but I couldn't reason with her.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to have to go, aren't I? And I want you to come with me.
Oh, you're joking.
No, I'm not joking, Dav. I don't see why I always have to do these things on my own.
Because you're the eldest.
For once in your life, David, can't you accept some sense of responsibility? I'm not asking you to do this on your own. I'm asking you to come with me. I'm asking you because I think we should all three of us do this together.
Three of us?
Yes, you can pick up Rhiannon on your way.
Oh.
Then Mum wants us all home for Christmas.
Well, she can't have me.
Oh, and you're going to tell her that, are you?
Yes, I'll tell her.
Oh, you're going to tell your recently widowed, verging on the mad, lonely, yet very headstrong and difficult to say no to mother that you will not be visiting her this Christmas?
Well, she should have said earlier, shouldn't she?
Well, she also probably should have checked in with me before sending that through the post, but he still landed on my desk at work, didn't he?
Oh, I'm supposed to be having lunch with Shirley's parents, Rod. She'll kill me if I'm not there.
Dad, listen. It's Mam's first Christmas without Dad. I don't think she's very well. She needs us. I need you. But once in your life, do the right thing. I'm not arguing.
Oh, sorry that took so long.
Mwah! You are gorgeous.
What brought that on?
Can't a girl kiss her wonderful boyfriend when she feels like it?
What's in that lemonade?
So, how about I treat you both to a kebab once you be alley?
No, I've got to get off.
See you again.
See you later. Don't forget your rotisserie, Dav.
You literally see it all on Catalan Street, don't you? Those girls must be freezing.
You okay? Want some kebab?
Yeah, I'm just not hungry. Shell, I need to tell you something.
What, on Catalan Street?
What do you mean?
What did you want to say?
What did you mean?
Nothing, just tell me what you wanted to say.
Well, look, it's Roddy. He really needs me to help him out. My mum wants him to scatter Dad's ashes.
Ah. Right. Bless her. Well, it must be really hard for her, though. You should go. When's he going?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Where?
That's the thing. Snowdon.
Snowdon? You can't go up to Snowdon tomorrow. That's ridiculous.
It's what she wants. And it's not all she wants. She wants us all back home for Christmas.
But we're going to my parents for Christmas. You said.
I know that's what we planned, yeah, but it's difficult.
But you promised.
I know, but Rodri's insisting. It's Mam's first Christmas without Dad.
I get that. I understand that, but I thought we'd be spending Christmas together, that's all. Surely it's not too much to ask when you're in a relationship. But everything's ruined now, isn't it? Everything's ruined.
Shelley, where are you going? Shelley!
Driving home for Christmas, yeah. In Driving Home for Christmas, Dav was played by Aled Pugh, Shelley by Shelley Rees, Rhodri by Alan Raglan, Geraint by Rhodri Meilir, Gwyneth by Mena Trusler, and The Charity Worker by Lee Mengo. Episode 1 was written by David James and directed by Emma Bodger. Driving in my car, driving home for Christmas.